CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Good evening. Welcome to the Arts Edge and to this year's edition of the Remembrance Day Show. To start things off, I've got a song from Canadian band The Good Lovelies off their CD Live at Revolution, released in 2012. Here we have Hallelujah.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She stole your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew.
Recording of the reading of In Flanders Field, which was written and recorded by Lieutenant John McCrae in 1915. Here it is now.
Flanders fields the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone?
Young girls have picked them, every one.
Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn?
Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago.
And now we have a song that is often played at Remembrance Day assemblies. It's a beautiful song from Canadian-Irish singer-songwriter John McDermott. Off his 1992 album, Danny Boy, here we have, and the band played Waltzing Matilda.
When I was a young man, I carried me khaki, and I lived the free life of over. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun. And they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as our ship pulled away from the quay. And amid all the cheers flag waving and tears. We sailed off to Gallipoli. Well, I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, I primed himself well. He rained us with bullets and showered us with shell, and in 5 minutes flat we were all blown to hell. Nearly blew us back home to Australia, but the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. We burned ours and the Turks burned theirs. Then we started all over again. Those who were living just tried to survive in a mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, while around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke in me hospital bed, I saw what it had done, and I wished I were dead. I never knew there were worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda. All around the green bush, far and near, for to hump tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud, wounded heroes of Suva. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, and I looked up the place where my legs used to be, I thanked Christ there was no one there waiting for me. To grieve and to mourn or to pity, and the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood there.
In 1994, in Manitoba, November 8th first became Aboriginal Veterans Day. It is now recognized as a national day for recognition and remembrance of more than 200 years of military service by First Nations, Métis, and Inuit communities, and is known as Indigenous Veterans Day. During the First World War, 1914 to 1918, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis participation was proportionately higher than that of any other people in Canada, with 1 in 3 Indigenous males enlisting. Many Indigenous women served as nurses, tending the wounded as well. On the Pickwakanuggan First Nation community, Algonquins, on the shores of Golden Lake, all but 3 males enlisted. During World War I and World War II, more than 500 Indigenous soldiers died on the battlefield. More than 12,000 First Nations, status and non-status, along with a large number of Inuit and Métis, left their homes and families to serve Canada in those 2 conflicts. The United Nations General Assembly declared 2019 as the International Year of Indigenous Languages, at which time 17-year-old Emma Stevens from Eskasoni First Nations quickly became a music sensation. She released her debut song, My Unamaki, followed by the Beatle tune Blackbird. Both songs were sung in her native Mi'kmaq as a means to help bring awareness to the United Nations observance of the International Year of Indigenous Languages. So now, in honor of the Indigenous men and women who served Canada, let's go to that now. Emma Stevens with Blackbird in her native language, in her native tongue.
Pulis gej wabininto gnama seet lai jadim delpidausin eskamadamus and egnigam in jasin. Pulis gej wabininto bin again mid again delpa dowsin eskamadamos and negnege seyasin boodalis get lie jassy don't was the day born it by do.
Studio 6, CGSS video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Run and gun and fire.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stun and I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There was a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job, I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
In 2010, many of us met Shane Koizan for the first time. Shane is an Indigenous man who is a spoken word poet. At the 2010 Olympics, he wowed us with his spoken word piece, We Are More. So now I'd like to play for you the recording of that, which is off his 2012 CD, Remembrance Year. Canada, We Are More.
When defining Canada, you might list some statistics. You might mention our tallest building or biggest lake. You might shake a tree in the fall and call a red leaf Canada. You might rattle off some celebrities, might mention Buffy St. Marie, might even mention the fact that we've got a few bare naked ladies, or that we made these crazy things like zippers, electric cars, and washing machines. When defining Canada, it seems that the world's anthem is being there, done that, And maybe that's where we used to be at. It's true. We've done and we've been. We've seen all the great themes get swallowed up by the machine and turned into theme parks. But when defining Canada, don't forget to mention that we have set sparks. We're not just fishing stories about the one that got away. We do more than sit around and say, hey. And yes, we are the home of the Rocket and the Great One, who inspired Little Number 9s and Little Number 99s. But we're more than just hockey and fishing lines off the rocky coast of the Maritimes. And some say what defines us is something as simple as please and thank you. And as for your welcome, well, we say that too. But we are more than genteel or civilized. We are an idea in the process of being realized. We are young. We are culture strung together, then woven into a tapestry, and the design is what makes us more than the sum total of our history. We are an experiment going right for a change, with influences that range from A to Z, and yes, we say Z instead of Z. We are the colors of Chinatown and the coffee of Little Italy. We dream so big that there are those who would call our ambition an industry. Because we're more than sticky maple syrup and clean snow. We do more than grow wheat and brew beer. We are vineyards of good year after good year. We reforest what we clear because we believe in generations beyond our own. Knowing now that so many of us have grown past what we used to be, we can stand here today filled with all the hope people have when they say things like someday. Someday we'll be great. Someday we'll be this or that. Someday we'll be at a point when someday was yesterday, and all of our aspirations will pave the way for those who on that day look towards tomorrow, and still they say someday. We will reach the goals we set, and we'll get interest in our inspiration, because we are more than a nation of whale watchers and lumberjacks, more than backpacks and hiking trails. We are hammers and nails building bridges towards those who are willing to walk across. We are the lost and found for all of those who might find themselves at a loss. We are not the see-through gloss or glamour of those who clamor for the failings of others. We are fathers and brothers, sisters and mothers, uncles and nephews, aunts and nieces. We are found missing puzzle pieces. We are families with room at the table for newcomers. We are more than summers and winters, more than on and off seasons. We are all the reasons people have for wanting to stay. Because we are more than what we say or do. We live to get past what we go through and learn who we are. We are students. Students who study the studiousness of studying, so we know what as well as why. We don't have all the answers, but we try. And the effort is what makes us more. We don't all know what it is in life we're looking for, so keep exploring. Go far and wide, or go inside, but go deep. Go deep, as if James Cameron was filming a sequel to The Abyss, and suddenly there was this location scout trying to figure some way out to get inside you, because you've been through hell and high water and you went deep. Keep exploring, because we are more than a laundry list of things to do and places to see. We are more than hills to ski or countryside ponds to skate. We are the abandoned hesitation of all those who can't wait. We are first-rate greasy spoon diners and healthy living cafes, a country that is all the ways you choose to live, a land that can give you variety, because we are choices. We are millions upon millions of voices shouting, keep exploring. We are more. We are the surprise the world has in store for you. It's true. Canada is the what in what's new. So don't say you've been there, done that, unless you've sat on the sidewalk while chalk artists draw still lifes on the concrete of a kid in the street beatboxing to Neil Young for fun. Don't say you've been there, done that, unless you've been here doing it. Let this country be your first aid kit for all the times you get sick of the same old, same old. Let us be the story told to your friends. When that story ends, leave chapters for the next time you'll come back. Next time, pack for all the things you didn't pack for the first time. But don't let your luggage define your travels. Each life unravels differently, and experiences are what make up the colors of our tapestry. We are the true North, strong and free. And what's more is that we didn't just say it. We made it be.
Have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory,
I've seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have built for him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on.
John McDermott with Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, Hymn of the Republic, off his 1999 CD, Battle Hymn of the Republic. You've been listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This is Annie Roach with The Arts Edge, and this evening's programming is in acknowledgement and recognition of Remembrance Day, which was Thursday, November the 11th. Next, we have an iconic tune from Bob Dylan. From Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits, released in 1962, here we go with his iconic tune, recorded by many, many artists over the years, and very apropos for times of war and Remembrance Day. Here we go with Blowin' in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before